Track 7. The Parish Workhouse.
The top four, the first four houses in Swan Street, were leased by the parish in the 1780s. Back in about 1740, parish councils were given the power to establish local workhouses, to provide indoor relief in place of the normal outdoor relief. And outdoor relief was quite simply paying the rent for old widows and giving them a weekly allowance. And, you know, buying shoes for them and stuff like that on occasions. It would have been a small-scale affair compared with the later union workhouses, of course. They appointed a couple of local ladies to run this. I am not suggesting for a moment that it was a bed of roses, but I think we can be pretty sure that it wasn't quite the harsh regime of the later union workhouses, if only because the people responsible for it would have known the inmates personally. Conditions wouldn't have been wonderful. One point that could be made is that when the contractor who was supposed to be supplying the corn for this workhouse bought a lot of rotten corn from somewhere, the committee responsible condemned this. They did not allow the inmates to be fed rotten corn. And he had to take this away, and they bought some decent... So, I mean, they were well-meaning, as, you know, people of the 18th century might have been, although their ideas of being kind to old people might not be quite match us.
Turn right and head along Swan Street, with the church on your right. Safely listen to track 8 in the far right-hand corner of Swan Street car park, which is opposite the new inn.